Jerry Bader Show 1023. I disagree with limiting the information that's on CCAP. As the Journal Sentinel wrote, some legislators worry that people subject to baseless criminal charges or lawsuits resolved years ago could be harmed if that information is available at the touch of a few keystrokes. While they have a point, these records remain public records and should remain easily accessible to the public. Now, here is an email that we received from a listener. I won't even use the first name. First, let me say what happened to me, no matter how wrong. I am 100% responsible. It's all my doing. In 2008, after a three-year affair with a married woman, she got caught and screamed rape. I fought two counts of assault for 2 years. It was dismissed on lack of credible witness and evidence. During that time, I was out on, I believe that's owner recognizance bond. Due to my simple mistake by the clerk of the court who changed my address instead of my attorney, I was arrested for felony bail jumping and spent the weekend in jail. Charges were dropped with a huge apology. I was fired from my job because I was arrested in front of customers. I have a BA in computer science. Can't find a job. Had to start a small company of my own to survive. I had grounds for a lawsuit. I've chose not to. I found my conservative roots great in thanks to you. The felony bail jumping is still on CCAP. I'm not that guy, but if I looked at that, I would not hire me. I am not disputing that. What I'm saying is public, and this opens a dangerous door of deciding which public records are going to be online. You could still go to the courthouse and find them, and I think it makes no sense to say that you're going to leave access to them in the courthouse, but not online. All you're doing is, as an emailer said, protecting people from the lazy. Jim from Howard. Jim, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry. I very seldom disagree with you, but I am today, respectfully. I would say even to the we've become a society of guilty till proven innocent, and that's wrong. And that's where the media has taken us. That's why these records take us. I would even go so far as to say these records shouldn't be public records until somebody's actually convicted. And then they put it on a public record because it is just too easy to go fishing out on those websites for no reason. If you have a reason and I want to review Jerry Bader's record, I should go to the courthouse. I shouldn't, because I have a specific need. I shouldn't be just out there Googling everybody I know. Because even if you're charged and even if you're innocent, like your emailer said, you are going to be damaged. And that's not fair.
So in other words, you don't trust the public with public records. Then why stop here? Why not? Let's start eliminating all sorts of them.
I don't trust the public to do a lot of things.
Well, yeah, but that's right, Jim. So let's take it away from Jim. That if you don't trust them to do a lot of things, then take all of those things away, too.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Pick something. Pick.
I'm just talking about criminal kind of charges.
I know.
In court proceedings that a person is charged but is innocent. That kind of record, I don't think, should ever even be posted.
Yeah, because
period.
You don't trust the public with it. So I'm saying don't trust the public with any public records then. Take them all away. They don't know how to use them, Jim.
That's different. If it impacts a person's credibility and hiring, there are some of these records that are public that aren't going to do that. But
you're picking
the ones that could be damaging.
Yes.
Like I said before, you're saying it's guilty until proven innocent, and that's what's happening. And even if you're innocent, you're damaged. Like the guy just said, he can't find a job.
Jim, thanks for the call. I get all of that, but you're deciding which records to trust the public with, and I'm never going to go there. David in Green Bay. David, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing? Hey, I agree with what Jim said.
I believe that
at a bare minimum, we have to have a system in Wisconsin where someone can petition a judge to have it heard, and the process needs to be easier to have something expunged from your record or removed. And here's a great example. I'm a landlord, and last summer I had two tenants that were great tenants. All of a sudden I didn't hear from them for 18 days, and no rent, no call, no nothing. I filed an eviction. The day after I filed the eviction, they came home with a newborn baby. They had 2 months premature. The father was strung out in South Dakota. He works in the Bakken oil field. The mother had the baby on her own. And I felt just horrible. They came back a couple days later. They paid me the rent. Now they can't find a new apartment because the eviction's on their record. We wrote a correction to the Brown County judge asking that it be removed and explaining the situation, and there's no recourse for it.
And David, I got to let you go there because I want to get another call, and here's what I would say then. Then if that record is expunged from all records, including if you get it on the courthouse, fine. But if it's public record, it's public record. And the notion that it's okay for the public records that you have to walk down and get but not put online makes no sense. And nobody has explained to me yet why that makes sense, not even Glenn Grothman. Mary in Marshfield. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, I have been a victim of the discrimination.
Okay, and Mary, people keep calling and saying that. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm saying I
got a ticket for jaywalking, Jerry.
Okay, Mary, hang on. But that doesn't explain why it should be public in one place and not the other.
It shouldn't be public in any places, period, if it's for
okay.
a misdemeanor crime.
I would still disagree with you, but at least that makes more sense. Now, I would still disagree with you on that.
My thing is that I've had potential employers ask for my grade point average. I graduated in 1989.
Okay, Mary, you're going way off on me, and I'm going to let you go. I understand people that they believe they've been discriminated against on this. You could be discriminated if they send a lackey down to the courthouse to look you up. But nobody is answering. How can it be public over here in the courthouse, but not here online? Jeremy on the road. Sorry about that, Jason. Jeremy, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how's it going, Jerry?
Good.
Hey, I'm all for it being online. Some jobs, I can't really tell you what my job is, but some jobs require the knowing of what you were arrested for, even if it was expunged, even if it was taken off your record. Some jobs still require that information, and having that Wisconsin CTAP just makes it that much easier to perform those duties. So I fully agree with having it on CTAP. I think it makes the job easier for some people that if they are having to find out certain records, but it also keeps everyone honest, too.
And I don't care. I don't care who it makes it easier for. I don't care. Look, here's what I'm saying is it's a public record. And everybody who says no because people will misuse it, that means you don't trust the public with public records. Nobody has responded to that. Not nobody. Not nobody, not know how. We're going to try and take a few more calls on this after the news. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.